the Concord, where Stephen Budlander, advocate Stephen Budlander, is at the podium presenting the case on behalf of the DA. Earlier, it was advocate Mpofu on behalf of the UDM and COPE, and before that, the EFF presented its case. Gia Nicolaides of the Eyewitness News team is in the Concord in Bromfontein. Gia, the attempt is to get the Constitutional Court to say that Parliament must begin a process of impeachment against President Jacob Zuma. How varied and what have been the arguments from the three counsel that have offered arguments so far?
Well, I think they've actually been very similar, mainly because they're all asking for the Constitutional Court to declare that, first of all, the Speaker has failed to put in place all the appropriate processes and mechanisms to hold the President accountable following his failure to implement the public protector's remedial action, and that was to pay back some of the money for the Nkandla upgrades. Now, the next sort of important thing that has been the main focus, I think, over the past few hours is that they also want the court to say that an inquiry should take place. So they want, the purpose of this application is to compel the National Assembly to carry out its constitutional functions by basically saying convene a committee of parliament or another independent body to investigate whether the president's conduct was incorrect or whether there was gross misconduct, and to determine whether he is guilty of any offence, which would therefore warrant an exercise of impeachment. So what they're saying is that they really want an inquiry, a trial, a hearing. Those are the phrases that are being thrown out in court today, before even that impeachment process happens, because they want to find out exactly what President Jacob Zuma knew. Did he know that he was using public funds to upgrade his Nkandla homestead? And many of the parties here have argued that he did know this. He did know he was doing something wrong, and that the only way that the National Assembly can ultimately hold him accountable is by first determining all those facts, determining whether there was gross misconduct by having an inquiry, and only then could an impeachment process go forward.
Because, I mean, it's clear, Gia, I haven't been able to monitor all of it, but listening to your contributions to the Eyewitness News bulletins and following you on Twitter and other people on Twitter, it's clear that the judges remain very, very concerned about the division of powers, about sorting out through the court things which should be sorted out politically. So they've made references to the various votes of no confidence, and they've made reference to the Q&A sessions when President Zuma appears in the National Assembly to answer written and oral questions. But the key difference, particularly that Stephen Butler has been trying to make, is that none of those is accompanied or foregone by this investigation to which you referred.
That's exactly right, and I think Chief Justice Mokgweng has been one of the main interrogators to all the counsel here, saying what is there to investigate. He says that you have the benefit of the public protector's report and the pronouncement of this particular court, and what uncertainty is there that these particular parties want to clarify? He ultimately put forward and implied that the EFF, for instance, wants to nearly kill the president's term of office because every other motion, a motion of impeachment and motions of no confidence, weren't successful. And he's saying if any of those motions were successful, would the parties be here today? At the same time, as you said, and I think he's really trying to ensure that this court does not take over the responsibility of the National Assembly, because he said it's ultimately up to the National Assembly to hold the president accountable. But each party here, the EFF, UDM, COPE, and now the DA, have all presented their arguments in a very similar fashion, saying, yes, we know that it's their responsibility, but did the Speaker do everything she could to actually hold the president accountable by investigating some of the facts of this particular case and thereby initiating an impeachment process? So they're saying step one is let's have an investigation into this, and then we can decide whether an impeachment process is necessary, which all of them feel that it'll go down that particular road.
EFF up first, and then UDM and COPE, represented by Darlene Porfu, former office bearer of the EFF, but there we go, and Stephen Budlander for the DA. Will that be it when Stephen Budlander's time at the podium is up? Will that be it for the day?
Unfortunately, we still have the Corruption Watch Council to come forward. They are friends of the court. And then, of course, we'll have to hear from the lawyers representing the speaker. They haven't presented their particular case. And then there will be an opportunity for each of the parties to respond. That's usually quite short towards the end of the day. They're given about 10 minutes each just to respond if there's anything else that they want to put forward to the court to clarify. And then, of course, the court will adjourn this particular matter. And they'll call us back at a later stage. Sometimes it's a few weeks, if not a month. And then they'll say, yes, we are ready to deliberate on this and hand down judgment.
Thank you very much to Gia Nicolaides of the Eyewitness News.